There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor, while the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls a string. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings. As the night folds in on a rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride. They claim to seek a new world order, nations without borders, but don't believe the lie. Even in this wealthy nation, it could come down to starvation in the twinkling of an eye.
In the twinkling of an eye, Resurrect Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Folks, this is your host, Tom Lacabara Stewart. Well, we all know we had a long weekend since the victory of Donald J. Trump in the White House. Now, what does that mean to us? Well, all of you who have been tuning into this show, you know exactly what our research has exposed de facto government to be. That being said, we have to understand this is the presiding power in Washington, D.C. Most American people, to whatever means, believe that this is the dominant authority in their lives. We can only educate them as to the truth. We can only stand here and teach them the history of the Republic while we do so. The blatant and factual truth is that since 1868, 11 states' delegates were forced out of the ratification process of the 14th Amendment by usurpation and fraud. This was done under the cover of martial law that existed, that the very Posse Comitatus Act that was established to prevent did exist in Washington, D.C. And this was not a component of the organic United States. This was a component of the international British banksters. Many of our framers stood opposed to this very action. You will hear the teachings of Miss Chris Ann Hall. I recommend that you listen very closely to her teachings of the Republic form of government that was intended to exist. On Saturday, I was on PJ Barton his show on RBN with Chris Ann Hall. I cannot speak highly enough of Miss Chris Ann Hall and her husband, missionaries to Haiti. These folks, in between their travels of teaching about Constitution, find it within their good heart and goodwill to advocate for the people of Haiti. Those same people of Haiti I have shared on this show on more than one occasion, the president of their Senate, stating exactly how the Clinton Foundation and the Clintons themselves manipulated and used Haiti to make a fortune. And now, across this republic and across the United Republics of the United States, there are protests. There is insanity, all in the name of Hillary Rodham Clinton. Nothing could disturb me more. The first, and the clip that I'm going to share with you, the first, is a Muslim woman who came upon CNN. The first interview she gave, she was cut off. And they received so much pressure from the outside. I have to thank all of you. I have to commend all of you, because the pressure that you put upon the CIA, CINN network made them have to do a second interview because they cut her off dead in her tracks. And I'm going to show you tonight exactly what I mean. Mike, can you roll clip one?
Silent voter for Donald Trump. Her name is Asra Nomani. She's a lifelong liberal. She's also Muslim. Nomani went public with her decision in a Washington Post column, one that sparked a swift backlash on social media, including allegations that she's a sellout. She joins me now live from Milwaukee. Welcome, Asra.
Thank you so much, Carol.
A lot of people say that you were courageous for going public in the Washington Post with your thoughts. Why did you think it was so important?
Well, you know, Carol, I felt like this entire election year, we have just silenced so many people. And like, as you said, I'm a happy liberal. I believe in progressive values. But I do believe that we have a liberal honor brigade nowadays that is basically shutting up and silencing people who disagree with them. We see them marching on the streets right now because they don't like the election results. And unfortunately, whenever anybody would speak up, we were ridiculed or chastised. You know, even now, the idea of speaking out as somebody who's voted for Trump is earning me all sorts of lovely labels as like idiot and, you know, effer and all of these other ideas that I think violate liberal values of free speech and self-determination. And so I spoke out because I also believe we have to stand up for the dignity of all people, and Trump voters are human beings too.
I've spoken to so many Muslim Americans across the country, though, who fear Mr. Trump. What would you say to them?
Well, I don't fear Donald Trump, and I don't fear the policies that he's talking about. What I fear is the extremist interpretation of Islam that is spilling blood on the streets of our world, from Orlando to Dhaka to Brussels. And what I appreciate about his policies,
that the CIA has
he is
funded.
Confronting the issue of ideology.
Mike,
he is not choosing.
Mike, that the very CIA and the very same administration that operated under Hillary Clinton funded, enabled, they allowed. This is something that I want you to understand. You want to know why she's receiving a backlash from the very community of which she espouses values. I disagree with this woman on her values, but I commend her for her honesty for her integrity and for coming forward and standing against the pressure that stands against every single thing that this republic ever stood for. I have not just stood for my own voice, but I stand for everyone and everyone's voice, even if I disagree with them. As long as that voice is freely allowed to naturally be released without admonition, without attack, without castigation, without ridicule, without the suppression of the very First Amendment free speech that we stand for, our principles are outlined for. I don't agree with this woman for her progressive values. I will be the first one to stand in opposition of her progressive values. And I'm not just standing for her because she voted for Donald Trump. I'm standing for her because she is a voice of reason. Because she recognized the same thing that I have been saying since the beginning. That these very same voices, these very same people who quote and claim liberal ideology, freedom of speech, and all of these things, are hypocrites unto themselves that would silence anyone, even among their own, who may disagree with them. Please continue to roll that clip.
Using a path that we've had for the last 8 years of political correctness that won't talk about the Islam and Islamic State. And to me, that's the crisis of our generation right now, and we have to confront it with honesty and truth-telling. The solutions are not easy, they're not comfortable, but they're ones that we have to confront. And unfortunately, I believe that the liberals and the left have really betrayed America on that front for the sake of, you know, these ideas of pluralism and Islamophobia that are not really on the table. What really is on the table is the issue of just confronting an ideology.
Let me ask you this, because I want to get right down to the nitty-gritty, because a lot of Muslim Americans are afraid when Mr. Trump talks about a Muslim ban. You know, he took it off his website for a time, but now it's back on. So,
all right, pause.
They say
pause.
That is a
pause. Now, keep in mind, I want all of you to understand this, that what Donald Trump has proposed was not a Muslim purge, but a Muslim ban until we could figure out what the heck was going on. Keep in mind that these very same people who are claiming to be, quote unquote, afraid of Donald Trump, they are not being told that they are going to be rounded up and thrown in internment camps. They are not being told that they will be indiscriminately deported. They are told that Donald Trump proposes a temporary pause in Islamic immigration to the United States. And why is that? Well, I'll tell you why. Because when we review the Islamic immigration into the United States, we review a couple different precedents. One, there was a law in the 50s that was passed that any theocracy or ideology or political body politic that sought to overthrow, replace the constitutional republic was banned. Why? Because it was considered ideological subversion and an antithesis to the republic and the many republics united of the United States. This is common sense. So, if one reviews and one considers that Sharia law, if one understood Sharia law for being what it was, is a theocratic set of laws that is intended to replace, overthrow the constitutional republics united, then one would see very plainly that not just Talmudic, not just Sharia, but any ideology that would seek to overthrow the republics united would be considered ideological subversion. It is not difficult. It is not a far stretch, people. We have a set of values. We have a moral compass. We have a guaranteed form of government, which is called the Republic, or the Republican form of government, regardless of what many of these ultra progressives, both neoconservative progressives as well as left-leaning Marxist progressives, understand to be constitutional. Please continue to roll.
So they say that is extreme. That's singling a group of people out because of their religion and not allowing them in the United States because of that. And that's quintessentially un-American. What do you
Pause. Again, there's a reason why I am stopping this at a specific point. What they just alleged was not only inaccurate, but it was a blatant lie that they have been programming the public for a very long time. Any ideology that seeks the overthrow, replacement whatsoever of the republic form of government is un-American. Just because it's called a religion, these people, these progressives, would have you falsely believe that just because it's called a religion, there is an unlimited protection, a protection that covers it no matter what its tenets cause, no matter what its tenets stand for. And that is factually and historically inaccurate and a bald-faced lie, propaganda that is pushed by the likes of the CIA, CNN network. Go ahead and continue, Mike.
So what I know that we have today is a very real and serious threat by extremist Muslims, and this is a reality that we haven't confronted directly for the sake of political correctness. And if people would hear...
Okay, pause again. I'm sorry, Mike. I know I'm working you tonight. Political correctness is a term coined by Leon Trotsky, a.k.a. Mr. Bronstein, a Marxist communist who established this term in order to silence dissent, critical thought, criticism, under the guise of the Frankfurt School's analogy of political correctness. If the mainstream media is not teaching you the historical fact of the creation of these terms, they are not only doing you a disservice, but they are initially and absolutely propagandizing you in collusion with the very same communists who uttered these words in the first place. Go ahead and roll, Mike.
Political correctness, and if people would hear about the concerns and fears that others have about the issues of refugees and extremists, then I think we could find a path that's in the middle. But unfortunately, what happens is that this liberal honor brigade shuts down all conversation, calls you bigot or racist or Islamophobe if you dare to speak your own concerns. And I know that the solution for our world is in our country is in the middle path. And I
again pause. She is trying to tell you, all of you, what these communists or communitarians are using, the Frankfurt School mentality, the Cloward Piven mentality, is using directly against you to stop or silence your way of thought, your critical thinking. They are programming our children with this insanity in schools across America. That is why, in just the state that I am in, there is a huge movement, a very huge movement, for schooling at home. Homeschooling is a huge movement where I am. Why? Why is it this way more than it has ever been? Because my folks, the people, have always been responsible for the education of their own children. It is not the government's responsibility to educate your children. It is not the government's authority to educate your children. It is not the government's place to educate your children. It was under the ways and means of Stalin to educate the children. And look what happened there. It was under the ways and means of Adolf Hitler to educate the children. And look and see what happened there. An entire country subjugated and defeated. Two countries subjugated and defeated under socialism. Do we wonder why people like me stand in such stark opposition to socialistic, communistic, or even nationalistic, and hear me very closely, nationalistic rule? Each one of our states is a nation. The concept or the idea that the United States is a country is a misnomer. The very concept and idea that the United States is anything more than a union is a misnomer and is propaganda. It is propaganda intended to erode the sovereignty of the states united. These states, and the same thing our founders called a state was France, was Britain, was Russia. They called states these things. So why is it that Georgia and New Jersey and Massachusetts and Florida are not considered independent and viable nation states into and unto themselves, but by propaganda? Brexit won. I propose UN exit and Fed exit. Go ahead and roll that, Mike.
The left must move to the middle, the right must move to the middle, and then we're going to come up with actually healthy solutions that protect national security as well as human rights.
Mm-hmm. I think that one of the things that bothered many Muslim Americans was how Donald Trump reacted to Mr. Khan and his son who died in the Iraq War and what he said about Mr. Khan's wife. Can you put that into perspective? I mean, were you insulted by that, or did you think that was just political show?
Well, Carol, I sure can, and thank you for asking this question, because I think on so many instances, you know, and I'm speaking to you as a journalist, as a media expert also, there was just this knee-jerk condemnation of Donald Trump and his views. He is not a man with foreplay. He is not a man with any kind of delicacy when it comes to his comments. Granted, he's indelicate. Okay, we got that. But he expresses a truth that people speak. And I will tell you that I sat, watched the Democratic Convention, and as I watched this Gold Star family speak and saw the husband speak, I wondered to myself, who is that woman? She wasn't even introduced by the DNC, if you look back at the tapes. We didn't even know her name. We didn't know her identity. And so I'm a woman who fights for rights within our Muslim community, and I wondered the same thing. Why? Silent.
But
now,
Mr. Khan said she was silent because she would have been overcome by grief to talk about her dead
absolutely.
Son.
Oh my gosh, I am so
oh my goodness.
Very interesting. At the very moment that she was getting to the heart of her interview, she was cut off by CNN. How very interesting is that not to you and I? But yet, the one thing that I want to give a message to you folks tonight is that I was watching. And not only I, but a very many other American people were watching. And we immediately responded. My cue clip two, many of us responded and we bombarded CNN. Unprecedented. The one thing that they have not been able to add into the equation, to figure in, was the open and free movement of information. And the immediate reaction of the American public, this woman was plastered all over social media as soon as CNN cut her off. CNN had no choice, but to put their top agent on the case. Enter Anderson Cooper. We will be back after a few words from our sponsors on Resurrect Republic Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network with CNN's response and their reaction to the backlash from the American people. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site. And listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Folks, I'd like to take a moment to thank all of you who have donated. I really do appreciate everything that you've done. And I would like to urge all of you who have not to please donate to this broadcast. We are so close to relaunching our new website. This website will be, I think you will find, a comprehensive resource of information unlike you have ever seen. I have a few individuals involved with it that are just incredible, amazing. One of which, John O. Mesmer, who is an IT professional who is working with me every day to reorganizing and relaunching ResurrectRepublic.com. Because, folks, I'll be honest with you, I'm not a technophobe. I am not one that understands this technology stuff that well. He is going to be sponsoring me on their own independent servers, which are redundant and secured. The over 70-some thousand of you out there who have subscribed to Resurrect the Republic, as well as any of you who may join in the future, will receive information that you may not receive from the mainstream media, even under a Donald Trump administration. So I would ask of all of you, first, I would like to thank all of you who have donated, and I would ask all of you who would consider please to donate to go to ResurrectTheRepublic.com and click on the PayPal button, or you can go to rtrtruthmedia.com, which is a site that I created specifically for the Bundy Oregon standoff situation, of which you will find evidence that proves that the individuals there at Mount Hoar Wildlife Refuge stood for and respected the rights of the Native American Paiute tribe and reached out to them on several occasions to try and include them in on any and all discussions, conversations, and inclusions of anything that was going on there. Although the federal government would have you believe otherwise, although the mainstream media would have you believe otherwise, I can assure you that we did everything in our power to include the non-Marxist, non-federal government paid off Obama administration entities. Now that we have a Trump administration, maybe we can find some sanity. That's all I'm saying on that. So we're going to get back to what we were doing, which is sharing this woman's information. Now, at the break, we found that CNN cut her off of her broadcast. But the pressure that came from the alternative media and the public forced them to reevaluate the situation, because you see, CNN is losing credibility by the hour. They are trying with everything that they have in them to maintain credibility. So in the second part, the second clip that I'm going to share with you is a clip from Anderson Cooper with an interview of the same individual after the backlash came in upon CNN. Please roll clip two.
Welcome back. We're watching a third night of demonstrations in multiple cities across the United States. People protesting the election of Donald Trump. Many people expressing fear and sadness across the country. Obviously, more than half the country, though, also very excited and excited about what's going to be happening over the next several years. We'll be keeping an eye on the protests, continue covering them throughout the night. One of the many statements that Trump made that did not sit well with many people. Last December, Trump called for a total and complete shutdown, a temporary one, of Muslims entering the United States until we could, quote, figure out what is going on, end quote. Over the summer, he lashed out at the parents of a slain Muslim American soldier. Both of these incidents sort of lost Trump the support of some Muslim American voters, but certainly not all. Asra Nomani wrote an opinion piece in the Washington Post that says she's one of the silent, secret Trump supporters, though she's now neither silent nor secret. She wrote in part, quote, "This is my confession and explanation. I, a 51-year-old a Muslim, an immigrant woman of color, and one of those silent voters for Donald Trump. And I'm not a bigot, racist, chauvinist, or white supremacist, as Trump voters are being called, nor part of some white lash. Azra Nomani joins me tonight. So, Azra, explain why you voted for Donald Trump. What made you, as a Muslim woman, choose him over Secretary Clinton?
The condition of my life has not improved over the last 8 years, and I'm a lifelong Democrat. I'm a lifelong liberal. I believe in progressive values. And so I wanted a new opportunity for change. What I hope will happen, most importantly for me as a Muslim, is that we will deal honestly without obfuscation on the issue of Islamic extremism. That's been my greatest disappointment over the last 8 years. We've been doing this dance. And I know that people have a lot of well-intentioned arguments for why they believe Muslims are better protected by not talking about the Islam and Islamic extremism. But I believe that we have to confront the issue honestly and directly. And I saw in Donald Trump's national security solutions a clarity on that point that is, to me, very important.
I understand that in hearing that Secretary Clinton, that the Clinton Foundation had received money from, you know, Qatar or Saudi Arabia, that also made a big impact on you.
It did. You know, Anderson, I believe in the feminist movement that is the pantsuit revolution. I want to see a woman as the chief executive of the United States of America. But at the same time, I don't want to compromise on values that are really important to me. And the governments of Qatar and Saudi Arabia, to me, as a Muslim, represent the darkest interpretation of Islam that's out there in the world. And they represent a denial of progressive values. That's my moral consistency. And when I saw that first memo that showed the documentation of money from the governments of Qatar and Saudi Arabia to the Clinton Foundation, I was so distressed. What really killed it for me, though, was the email from Secretary Clinton to her aide, John Podesta, acknowledging that the governments of Qatar and Saudi Arabia are funding and financing and supporting the Islamic State and other radical Muslim groups. That's the kind of honesty that I want to see in policy. And unfortunately, for whatever reasons, I haven't seen that delivered in the Democratic platform on solving this issue of terrorism in our world today.
When, obviously, you know, we talked to a number of Muslim Americans who expressed fear about Donald Trump, about some of the rhetoric that came up during the campaign, particularly the idea that initially that Donald Trump seemed to have of banning Muslims from coming into the United States, a temporary ban, he called it, on Muslims coming to the United States until they figure out, you know, what the heck was going on. He seemed to have kind of morphed that into bans on people from areas where there is Islamic terrorism. Did that concern you at all? Because the argument on that was, if you, not only is that un-American to ban people based on religion, but that it actually alienates the very people who we should be trying to bring closer in order to fight radical Islam, Islamic terrorism.
Well, you know, Anderson, I've watched you go from the streets of Orlando to Paris in the wake of this blood that has been spilled in the name of Islamic extremism. And it breaks my heart that we don't deal clearly and honestly with this problem that confronts us by thinking that we are protecting Muslims by not talking about it. That is the propaganda movement of the government that want us to avoid a conversation on ideology. Qatar and Saudi Arabia don't want us to talk about Islam, because if we do, it indicts the Islam that they practice.
Asra Nomani, I really appreciate you being on the program tonight and talking about the way you see it and what influenced your vote. And I urge everybody to read your piece, and we'll put a link up on our website to it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Anderson, and thank you for having an open heart and an open mind to all these ideas.
Well, it's great to get people from all different walks of life and different perspectives. So, Asra, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Credibility recreation. Thank you very much, Anderson, CIA Cooper. Because let me tell you something, folks. We have all but made the mainstream media absolutely and incategorically irrelevant. We have seen an individual. Hey, look, I hate to do this. This is going to hurt. I'm going to have to cringe at this. Our competitor, InfoWars, and Alex Jones. For the first time, we have had a presidential candidate who has openly given an interview to alternative media, elected for president of the United States. I must, at this point in time, regardless of how painful it is, because they are a competitor, and I hope that Alex Jones can chuckle about this in good humor as I can. For the first time in American history, we have a presidential elect who has given interview to the alternative media, acknowledging the fact that the mainstream media has been absolutely controlled. And he won. Now, keep in mind, this very same campaign of Donald Trump that reached out for us on our research in the 14th Amendment, who understands and really does truly understand the de facto nature of the U.S. citizenship created in 1868. I want you to understand something. The Trump campaign, unlike any other campaign in the history of the running of this republic, except perhaps Andrew Johnson and maybe a few presidential candidates afterwards who directly knew what was going on, has a full and comprehensive understanding that the citizenship that was created in 1868 was created to enslave black, white, brown, any other, yellow, whatever color you were, anyone within the boundaries of this so-called republic. That's critical. That is absolutely critical. He not only understands this, he knows. I'll tell you for a fact he knows, because I've had conversations with people in his campaign staff. He knows. I would call upon Donald Trump to not only reestablish the House Committee on Un-American Activities as has been proposed, but not just for what it has been proposed for, which is Islamic extremism, but for the cultural Marxist, absolutely abhorrent, absolutely un-American, absolutely un-republic form of government ideology that has permeated the American political landscape. This is not a witch hunt, folks. Cultural Marxism is extremely very real. The progressive left would have you believe that it's not, but it is. That's a fact. It truly is. And there are riots erupting across this great union, all over. And these are the words of your future president in clip 3 that would require you call for a stop to such activity. Please roll clip 3.
We begin with the Donald Trump White House beginning to take shape as he fills two key positions.
But many people across the country are still not taking the outcome of the election in stride. Protesters hit the streets in major cities for the fifth straight night, outraged over Trump's policies and controversial comments. After deriding China throughout much of his campaign, Trump has now spoken to the Chinese president and says they've established a clear sense of mutual respect.
And Trump sat down for his first TV interview since the election to clarify some some of his signature campaign promises and address the anger on display in many cities.
Don't be afraid. We are going to bring our country back. But certainly don't be afraid. You know, we just had an election, and it's sort of like you have to be given a little time.
Mr. Trump was also asked about acts of violence popping up in his name or against his supporters, and about reports of racial slurs and personal threats against minorities by some of his supporters.
I'm very surprised to hear that. I hate to hear that. I am so saddened to hear that, and I say stop it. If it helps, I will say this, and I'll say it right to the camera, stop it.
Trump addressed a number of his top campaign promises during the 60 Minutes interview, including building a wall along the Mexican border.
They're talking about a fence in the Republican Congress.
Sure.
Would you accept a fence?
For certain areas, I would, but certain areas, a wall is more appropriate. I'm very good at this. It's called construction.
And on his campaign pledge to deport millions of undocumented immigrants, he said that would begin immediately.
What we are going to do is get the people that are criminal and have criminal records, gang members, drug dealers. We have a lot of these people, probably 2 million, it could even be 3 million. We're getting them out of our country or we're going to incarcerate.
Trump restated his pledge to roll back abortion rights, pledging to appoint justices who could overturn Roe versus Wade, sending the issue back to the states. And if a woman is seeking an abortion,
they'll perhaps have to go to another state.
But on another controversial issue, marriage equality, he said the issue of same-sex marriage is settled.
These cases have gone to the Supreme Court. They've been settled. And I'm fine with that.
On foreign policy, he was pressed to reveal more details about his plan to defeat ISIS.
I don't want to tell anybody anything.
Yeah, but what about the American people?
We have great generals. We have great generals.
You said you knew more than the generals about ISIS.
Well, I'll be honest with you, I probably do, because look at the job they've done.
Another priority for the president-elect, repealing and replacing Obamacare. He said people with pre-existing conditions would be covered under a new plan, as would older children living at home. And regarding his frequent use of social media, he's leaving open the option to use Twitter to speak to all Americans.
I'm going to do very restrained if I use it at all. I'm going to do very restrained. I find it tremendous. It's a modern form of communication.
President-elect Trump also telling 60 Minutes he would decline the president's $400,000 salary and will only take $1 a year.
$1 a year! Tell me what politician in the history of the presidency has done that in the past many decades. That's pretty interesting, I think, in and of itself. Now, you know, I jump ahead to a piece that I look, the very first beginnings of my political activism began with an individual being detained by the Philadelphia police, as well as the federal police in the city of Philadelphia. His name was Adam Kokesh. His significant other name, Carrie Fielder. And Carrie had such an opinion, if you will roll clip four.
Dear liberals, now I know you're really upset about Donald Trump's victory, and I'm sure you want to blame it on racism and hatred and sexism and maybe Russia and definitely ignorance. But the truth is, we need to have a talk. As a former liberal, I can tell you something. It's time to take a look in the mirror. You were doing okay during the Bush administration when you protested war and privacy invasions, among other things. But then you went and did exactly what I did when I was an Obama supporter.
I sat back for the next couple years and figured I'd let you handle all that change because you're the one that was selling it anyway.
You started rationalizing injustice because Obama took office. And instead of doing what he told you to, being active and involved, you simply chose to close your eyes and ears and pretend he was an ideal progressive president. But now that chicken has come home to roost because people continued to suffer under the Obama administration. Not Goldman Sachs, not the corporations he empowered, and not TPP beneficiaries. Corporate America thrived, but working class Americans who also expressed support for Sanders, who you cast aside, have spoken. Even in the face of Obama leaving office and the very real possibility of a Trump presidency, you still couldn't be bothered to care about the corruption and crime that legitimately upset Trump supporters and the rest of us. You rationalized Hillary Clinton's war crimes and ignored her weapons deals to countries that oppress women and gays and murder innocent civilians in Yemen. You justified oligarchic rule because Trump was mean. You sat on your high horse and blamed everyone but yourselves. And while his rhetoric is absolutely dangerous and I, too, could be on the chopping block as a journalist and vocal dissenter, for all your claims of tolerance and love and compassion, you failed to seek the real reasons Trump rose to power. Yes, bigotry and xenophobia are definitely issues, but there's something much deeper going on here.
I disagree.
You're terrified by terrorist attacks, which are direct results of foreign policy, including Obama's and Hillary's. Don't believe me? Here, listen to the Orlando shooter explain himself.
I understand that. You're upset about the bombing in Syria and Afghanistan, and you want the bombing and the killing to stop.
Many Trump supporters might not fully understand the concept of blowback, but considering you view yourselves as so rational and sane, take it for what it is. You allowed this to happen while you kicked your feet up, put flowers in your hair, and pretended Obama was a savior and stopped paying attention. Then there's economic hardship, which drove working-class Americans to desperation and drove immigrants from south of the border, also in desperation, to the United States looking for opportunities. And guess what? Hillary contributed to both of these issues. We all know she's a war hawk. Iraq, Libya, Syria, and her fervent support of drones much. And she has long advocated top-down trade agreements. And had she won, you would have continued to ignore all of this because your party was in power, and you would have continued to wonder why the Trump crowd was so upset. You and the media mocked them and condescended to them and thought of every reason they supported him than the glaring truth. Decades of unjust authority and not being heard. Even if not all of them fully understand the reasons behind terror attacks and immigration, they know something is wrong. But that's neither here nor there, because Donald Trump will be president. Now you're horrified by all the awful things Trump could do, and you probably aren't even aware of all the precedents Obama set for Donald Trump to seize more power once he's in office. The caging of whistleblowers and journalists, the killing of American citizens, and the legalization of their indefinite detention without trial. Unaware of these things? Then maybe you shouldn't have been voting and jamming your political beliefs down our throats. And though Trump isn't going to save us and is going to abuse power in his own way, there's a reason the symbol of the establishment lost. And you have no one to blame but yourselves. If you're angry and sad, channel that palpable feeling into real compassion and tolerance. Try to understand how half the country would have felt if a corrupt, lying warmonger had gotten into power. Doesn't feel very good, does it? Maybe it's time to question the system that allows millions of people to dominate millions of other people with the flick of a pen. So I'm really looking forward to your renewed active engagement now that someone other than a Democrat will be president, because maybe we can use it to bring some actual peace and accountability to this country. Welcome back to the resistance, bitches.
We will be back after a few words from our sponsors, Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN.
Fall, my favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest. And I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.